Welcome to this edition of Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. In this weekly show, you'll catch two fund managers who'll share their views on a selection of listed companies both here and overseas. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be notified of new episodes each week. And don't forget that all the views expressed are general in nature and you should seek your own advice before making any decisions of your own. That's all from me. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the latest edition of Buy, Hold, Sell. Hey, how you doing? And welcome to Livewire's Buy, Hold, Sell. I'm Ali Selby, and today we'll be taking a look at five small stocks with major catalysts on the horizon. To do that, we're joined by LSN Capital's Nick Sladen and Elston's Justin Werner. Okay, first up today we have IMDEX. It's a drilling equipment and software provider. Nick, I'm going to start with you today. What's the catalyst there, and is it a buy, hold, or sell?
It's a buy from our perspective. Over half its business is exposed to copper and gold. Gold price and more recently copper prices have had a really strong run, and we would expect that to drive tailwinds in terms of exploration, and that's obviously a key component of their business for what they do. Equally, they've put themselves in really good shape with an acquisition of Devico in 2023, which has further strengthened their market position, and we think the outlook going forward into FY25 is really good.
Okay, its share price is up around 13% since the beginning of the year. Justin, over to you. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
I'd agree with everything Nick said. It's a buy for us as well, Ali. So, you know, I think in the short term, there's a lot of those catalysts which Nick was talking about. And then probably sort of more medium to longer term, we're looking at product development, mostly in the form of BlastDog. So that's been something that they've been talking about for a while. They've been trialing it for a while. So I guess over the next couple of halves, we'll really be looking for additional commercialization of that BlastDog product. We think that'll drive their production-based revenues and really just give the market more confidence about an additional growth leg within the business.
Okay, next up today, we have PWR Holdings. It's a one for F1 fans. It designs advanced cooling products and solutions for the motorsports industry. Justin, staying with you, what's the catalyst there, and is it a buy, hold, or sell?
This one is a buy for us as well. So I really think the catalyst is the North American market, and more specifically, aerospace and defence. Very large industries, they're very similar sort of client needs and wants. So we think PWH is really well positioned to be able to break into that market. So over the next few halves, we're probably expecting to see more defence-based contracts announced. And then within aerospace, we think something like vertical takeoff and landing aircraft is something that provides a really strong opportunity for the business.
Okay, its share price is up around 18% in 2024. Nick, over to you. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
We're a hold on this business, but a buy on any weakness. It's a really, really good business. It's founder-led, although he did sell some stock after the first half result, which is always always notable. It's a really specialised business that they've been able to identify. It started in F1 and obviously moved in defence and aerospace. So it's adaptable in terms of other industries, which we really like and think it'll drive the growth. But just right here, right now, just the valuation's a bit expensive for us at this point in the cycle.
Okay, last up today, we have IPH, which is an intellectual property services group. Share price has really underperformed the market in 2024, and it's down 22% over the past 12 months. Nick, last one for you today. Is it a buy, hold, or sell? And what's the catalyst there for that to turn around?
It's a buy from our perspective. It's a downtrodden growth stock. It's traditionally had a really, and still does, a really strong market position in the industries it operates. It's made a range of acquisitions both in Australia and Canada over the last 18 months, and those acquisitions have been in integration mode. As they get closer to complete, we're expecting integration to start to deliver earnings growth, and we think that the business is considerably under-earning and considerably undervalued, and we look forward to that driving improvement in the performance of the stock price and some deleverage in the balance sheet.
Okay, five brokers cover the stock and all of them rated a buy. Do you agree? Is IPH a buy, hold, or sell?
No, we disagree, Ali. We're going to put a sell on this one. So, you know, like I think as Nick was saying, it's been very acquisition growth led. We probably try to stay away from acquisition led growth. We much prefer to see organic based growth. So with regards to acquisitions, we're just more cautious around integration risk, cultural risk. And then sort of organically, I think even with this business, you know, we've probably got concerns around underlying volumes within industry, and then also the ability for the business to maintain market share over the medium term.
Okay, we asked our guests to bring along one small stock with a major catalyst on the horizon, a stock that they're buying today. Justin, what have you brought for us?
Yeah, so today I'm going to talk to SiteMinder. So SiteMinder is a SaaS-based business, sells software to medium to small hotels and accommodation providers. They've done a really good job of building a global subscriber base, so they've got 40,000 plus subscribers and growing. Now, we really think the catalyst for this business though is product development. There's two products which they've got scheduled to come out mid to later this year. And we think both of those products are really well positioned to be able to leverage that underlying subscriber base to really drive transaction-based revenue. So this will give them another leg of growth and really go to sort of showing the market that there's more upside in this business.
Okay, Nick, over to you, your time in the hot seat. What small cap stock has a really exciting catalyst on the horizon and why are you buying it today?
We like Southern Cross Electrical Engineering, SXE is the ticker. We think that given the amount of work going on in energy transition and renewables across commercial, industrial, mining, there's a huge amount of work that is going on. They've been successful recently with contract wins in data centres. They've been successful with other work in infrastructure in Western Sydney Airport and other areas. The valuation is compelling. It's currently got about 20% of its market cap sitting in cash, so we would potentially expect further industry consolidation, and they would be in a very well place to participate that. There's a lot of work that needs to be done in this space, and they're as well positioned as anyone to participate in that market.
Okay, well, I bloody loved that episode, and I hope you did too. If you did, why not give it a like? Remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're adding so much great content just like this every single week. Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis and insights. Register for free online at livewiremarkets.com and you'll discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.